I had snow karma yesterday.
Snow karma?
I bragged about the fact that I have a parkade. And then when I got downtown, I got stuck three times trying to park.
I think everyone has a got stuck in the snow kind of story, or at least helping people get unstuck from the snow kind of story. If you were outside yesterday, that's what you were doing. And, you know, I have to say kudos to our neighbors who helped get our vehicles unstuck, not once, but twice yesterday in the parking lot that still hasn't been snow cleared. But, you know, I guess there's a lot of work for our local snow plow companies and maintenance companies to do. Great news for the ski hills, though. I thought it was a typo when I saw that Sunshine had received 4 feet 7 inches or 140 centimeters of snow in the last week. But no, that's the actual snowfall total.
I went to Sunshine on Saturday, opening day. 40 centimeters of snow in the last 24 hours. That was on Saturday.
Yeah, yeah.
There was powder everywhere. Everyone was just like, this is the best thing ever. And then yesterday hit and I'm like, oh, well, I guess. I guess there can be a better snow day this week than the one I had.
Lake Louise got enough snow that they can open Ptarmigan and Larch earlier. They're doing that this morning. Rumors that Paradise might be open this weekend. That would be all lifts up and running there. A couple of snow stories here. First of all, let's start with Canmore, because snow removal was actually mentioned in the budget talks, which are underway right now.
Our plowing services are contracted out to Volker Stevin, which also does provincial highways. Last year, administration wanted to increase that service level. Council didn't feel it was fiscally appropriate at the time. They're coming back with it again this year, and it's very much tied into all the work being done for cyclists and pedestrians as well.
Oh, okay.
The additional service would see Volker Stevin be able to remove snow in addition to plowing during snowstorms. The row of snow in the middle of the road, that's called a wind row.
Yeah.
New word. So they would remove those. They would clear the shoulders as well. So creating more room for different users on the road to safely commute. It's in front of council for approval with this budget. So we could see increased snow removal in Canmore starting in January.
Let's talk a little bit about Banff and what they're trialing this winter as far as snow removal in the downtown commercial area, where they're going to be implementing an overnight parking ban. I believe it's between 2 a.m. and 7 a.m., not allowing vehicles to park on street. Which, you know, is added regulation. But you see that where they've plowed the streets and there's always that one vehicle who's been parked on the side and they've just got this mountain of snow beside them. So it's like an incomplete plow job. I think the aim here is to make sure those commercial streets are completely clear so people can park on them properly during the day.
Banff does a really good job of plowing their roads. The one concern that came up at council that made me go, really? Is a concern that people will drink and drive.
Because people might leave their car there, have a few drinks, and then have to move their car. That's sort of the thought.
Yeah. You know, people are incapable of planning around parking bans when they're drinking. There's so much parking in Banff. Why would you park somewhere where you know you have to move your car by 2 a.m. if you're going to have a drink? This is the responsibility of the individual person here, not the town of Banff to change their plowing trial. I don't know. Everything in Banff has to be a trial. That's all I know.